Botswana, in southern Africa, has the highest rate of HIV infection in the world. An estimated 38% of adults there are infected with the virus. In some areas, more than half the population is HIV positive. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports on why the virus spread so rapidly.
Sister Angela Kabagile drives through a neighborhood on the northern outskirts of the capital, Habarone. She points out the homes of the sick people she and a group of volunteers look after.
These people are really suffering. They are regretting. They are condemning themselves. But if they see that there's somebody who is with me, who is not condemning me, that somebody loves me, they change. They accept themselves.
On Sister Angela's tour of this dusty neighborhood, HIV is everywhere. So-and-so over there, she says, died of AIDS last week. That man in the red shirt, he's doing so much better. She pulls into a yard encircled in chicken wire. In a one-room building near the back, a skeletal man lies on a mattress on the floor. His groin is wrapped in a sheet, otherwise he's naked. Flies buzz at the corner of his mouth, but he doesn't have the energy to swat them away. Down the street, the nun is searching for one of her patients who recently went on antiretroviral drug treatment that's offered for free here. Sister Angela has heard the woman is drinking heavily again. She finds the woman at a shebeen, an informal bar behind several corrugated tin shacks. It's the middle of the day, but everyone from teenagers to grandmothers is drinking under a tall, leafy tree.
My dear.
The woman Sister Angela is looking for is bleary-eyed drunk and admits to not taking her medicine. As she's leaving, the nun says this is why Botswana can't get control of its HIV problem, because people are being irresponsible. There are many explanations for why Botswana has ended up with the highest HIV rate in the world, but in Sister Angela's opinion, AIDS is about behavior.
Like that old lady you saw her, she has lost her children. And she's continuing to drink. She's HIV positive. Five people are positive in that family. And they are on treatment. They've been told not to take alcohol, not to smoke, not to continue infecting other people. But as you could see, those girls, they're dead drunk. Yes.
But there's more to Botswana's record HIV rate than just behavior. People in Europe and the U.S. also at times have casual, unprotected sex, yet HIV rates remain below 1%. Part of Botswana's problem is location. The nation lies in the heart of the global AIDS pandemic. One out of every five adults in southern Africa is estimated to be HIV positive. Botswana has some of the best highways in the region. Its miles of smooth tarmac serve as arteries for goods and diseases to flow between South Africa, Zimbabwe, and the dense interior of the continent. Also, Botswana has experienced rapid economic and social changes. Diamond deposits discovered in the 1970s have given the country the second highest per capita income in Africa. New modern glass and brick office blocks are springing up all over the capital. But the economic boom has also contributed to the spread of HIV.
As a country, even traditionally, we are a highly mobile population.
Tsetsele Fenten runs the African Comprehensive HIV-AIDS Partnership, or ACHAP, in Habarone. ACHAP has gotten tens of millions of dollars from the Merck Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to fight the AIDS epidemic in Botswana. In the last three decades, Fantan says, many Botswanans have moved into the cities and mining towns to work, but they've also kept their other traditional homes.
We have the cattle post where we keep our cattle. You have places where we plow. You have places where we call home. And now there is a fourth home, which is where people work. So when you have four homes, there's a lot of mobility and therefore opportunity perhaps for multiple partners or for setting up different sexual networks.
Low marriage rates combined with a culture where men shun condoms has made the country fertile ground for HIV. The president has set a goal of having an AIDS-free generation by 2016, but Fantan says this could be difficult.
The age of sexual debut is fairly young, but if you look at the partners, you find that it's what they call a transgenerational transmission, where perhaps older people are having sex, older men in particular are having sex with younger people. So there's a multiplicity of factors here.
Unlike several other southern African countries, Botswana has had aggressive anti-AIDS campaigns for almost two decades. The country adopted the ABC message that's been credited with helping Uganda reduce its HIV rate. But the campaign of abstain, be faithful, and use condoms didn't have the same results here. Michael Castle works for the national government as a behavior change advisor.
In the absence of a vaccine, what we have to leverage is changing people's sexual behavior.
Castle is one of hundreds of Westerners who've poured into Botswana to help in the war against AIDS. He's working on traditional safe sex media campaigns, but his office has also been trying to come up with programs to break down the stigma attached to carrying condoms or getting an HIV test. They're also looking at ways to help women and girls be more assertive about condom use and sex. Given that the country's infection rate has continued to increase, Castle says he sometimes questions whether the overall approach is working.
You know, in Botswana, you'll find communities where the estimates are 50% prevalence, you know, so 50% of the population are HIV positive. At the same time as we have surveys where people, you know, 80% of people say that they use condoms consistently. Now, for me, there's a disconnect there. It's not that I distrust any specific survey, but I just wonder sometimes if people aren't telling us what they think we want to hear.
Public health officials say one other factor which may have caused HIV to spread faster here than in some other parts of the world is that the predominant strain of the virus in southern Africa is HIV-1 subtype C. This form of the virus is slightly different from the one found in the United States and Europe, and even in some other parts of Africa. Ibu Thior runs the country's largest HIV research laboratory. The lab is a collaboration between the government of Botswana and the Harvard School of Public Health.
The countries that are hard hit by the epidemic are mostly the country where you have the subtype C.
Botswana, South Africa, and Zimbabwe have some of the highest HIV rates in the world, and they all have this subtype of HIV.
Subtype C is probably more aggressive because of the genetic makeup of the virus.
Thior's lab is still studying whether HIV-1 subtype C is easier to transmit than other strains of the virus. And if it is, this just exacerbates the other factors that are contributing to the rapid spread of HIV across Botswana. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Johannesburg.